connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Kings Bay at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue, the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We invite you not only to tune in each day, but invite friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances, and even your enemies to tune in to Let's Face the Issues. It is my prayer each day that that which is said on the broadcast will stimulate your thoughts, your investigatory mind, to determine what is exactly taking place in America. And I encourage our listeners to listen to, watch, and observe world events, local events, state and national events, through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's an impossibility to understand what is taking place unless we first of all see what God says, and God's Word gives us the truth of what's happening yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on His Word. In fact, in John 8:31 and 32, the Scripture says, and it's Jesus speaking to His disciples, the Scripture says, if you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, Thy word is truth. Then in Psalm 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So I focus on, encourage you to focus on, and be guided by the truth of the Word of God. I'm not talking about listening to, paying attention to, observing and embracing some denominational dogma. I'm not talking about listening to, participating in, or looking at the political rhetoric as being factual. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that as citizens, it's time as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, go back to a biblical worldview and see what God's Word is. God telling us in His Word what to see, what we see and what is going to happen before it happens. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about a subject that I think perhaps is, and I think every broadcast is important, but I believe this is perhaps the most important issue to discuss for this year. Every vote determines America's destiny. Every vote determines America's destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little pre-monologue introduction. May I say to you that every day you'll make a decision. Every day. You'll make a decision. You make a decision on what time to get up. You make a decision on where to go. You make a decision on what to wear. You make a decision on what to buy. You make a decision on how much money to spend and where to spend it. You make a decision on whether to say yes to the gospel of Jesus Christ or reject it. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the time in which we're living in, we fail to recognize that our accumulative decisions in life and living will determine what we become and where we will spend eternity, what we will become as a nation, and where we will individually spend eternity. It's not just willy-nilly happenstance. It's not just going through a life with bumps here and bumps there and bumps there without me. You make a decision. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing that I want us to be impressed with today, it's also my opinion that the overwhelming majority of citizens in America, in fact, may I say, perhaps even the overwhelming majority of those that are tuned in today, fail to recognize that our constitutional liberties to vote will determine the destiny of America. That's a pretty powerful statement, I think. I think it's time that we listen up with both ears and understand where we're headed as a nation. It is needful, I believe, and necessary for us to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we're living in some of the darkest days in the history of our nation. And that's truth. But truth is not responded to today as it was yesteryear. Truth is despised, denied, and rejected today. In fact, it goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, where Jan Hus makes a powerful statement, and I've stated this daily for about 10 years now. The statement from Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell it, live it, and defend it, even to death." Ladies and gentlemen, that's a powerful statement, but how many of us do that? How many today really stand for the truth, love the truth, live the truth, listen to the truth, and learn the truth, and want to stand by it? It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find today, if you stand for truth, and that's what this broadcast is about, standing for truth, and pointing out daily the what I call the top of the hour news from a biblical worldview of what we need to understand. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe America has ever been at the critical crossroads we're at today. And this is not doom and gloomist, but I believe we're in a position that truth matters today perhaps more than in the history of our world. Truth matters, but yet we have those that disagree, disbelieve. In fact, a headline I'm looking at, most younger Americans say that there's no absolute truth. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. So you ask the question, what is truth? John 17:17, the Word of God says, "Thy Word is truth." Webster's Dictionary says, "Truth is the body of real things. Truth is the body of real events, real facts, actualities. And it's the state of being the case in fact." But yet, 55% of the millennials today say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, may I say once again, ladies and gentlemen, a half-truth is a whole lie. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, "The loss of truth has grave consequences for community, justice, and a sense of purpose, and mental health. I'm not aware of any civilization that has abandoned the reality of truth to the extent and yet survived. The good news is that America still holds out hope that each person can make a difference. If there ever was a time to stand for truth," this writer says, "it is now." Ladies and gentlemen, I stand on the side of truth. And I pray that as we talk about the issue today, and the issue is really this, our vote, your vote, my vote, November the 5th, cumulatively will determine the destiny of America. Now, may I say, in 2020, according to the statisticians, 40 million Christians did not vote. I don't know how many in 2022, but it was a large number. If that stands true in 2024, November the 5th, 4 months from now, we will lose America. We will lose America. Now, you might ask a question, why should that make a difference? If we lose our constitutional republic, why would that make a difference? If we lose our Bill of Rights, why would that make a difference? That's what we're going to talk about today. That's the reason I think it is so serious for everyone under the sound of my voice to recognize the importance of a single vote. I remember a few years ago, my wife and I sat in the office of a newly elected representative in the Florida House. As we sat in his office, having coffee and rejoicing with him that he had won the election, and it was a very close election. He won the election by 2 votes. Yes, it was counted and recounted. 2 votes, he won the election. And I said, "Do you realize we're here today and you're here today winning the election because of our 2 votes?" Talking about my wife and I. It is amazing that somehow, some way we feel that our vote doesn't count. fact, multitudes today have decided that because of the wretchedness and the rottenness of our election system, that they won't even vote. I'm looking at a headline that says George Soros has already spent $80 million to wrap up the 2024 election. $80 million. No telling how much will go into the election or has already gone into the election by Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. He spent, I think it was about $450 million in the 2020 election to steal the election for the one that's in the Oval Office today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the Beltway of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview. See what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me just give you a little directive today, if I may. I'd love to hear from you. You don't necessarily have to say how you're voting, but I want you to answer the questions. Why are you voting the way you're voting? What do you want to see changed in America that you feel your vote would help? Why would you vote Democrat or Republican? I want to tell you that it is not a matter of party that we're voting on. We should vote, ladies and gentlemen, based on the direction that we want our nation to go in, the direction that we feel is honorable and necessary for us to vote to see things change. Looking at the headline, government giving voter registration forms to non-citizen refugees. The government is giving voter registration forms to non-citizens that are in America. According to the South Carolina State Representative and Congressional Candidate Adam Morgan, the state government is including voter registration forms in packets at the Social Security office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Yes, at least in South Carolina, a refugee sent us this form that was given to her in a packet at the Social Security office in Spartanburg. According to Representative Adam Morgan, the refugee's relative mailed the forms back and criticized the office for distributing them to people they knew were non-citizens. A few weeks later, the refugee received more voter registration forms in the mail, according to this representative. None of this, ladies and gentlemen, this writer says, is by accident. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, the fact, and I didn't realize this until just recently, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize in most states, most every state, if a person goes in to vote, if he's got evidence where he's paying a power bill, or evidence where he's paying rent or a house payment, evidence where he's has a permanent, quote, a permanent residence, he can vote. There's nothing that says, are you a citizen? There's nothing that requires that. And this administration, the Biden administration, providing work ID cards for the illegal invaders, providing Social Security numbers and cards for illegal invaders, providing cell telephones and about $1,500 a month income for them, shipping them all across the nation. And I've been told, and some of the articles that I have surveyed says, that we have about 19 million total in America that are not citizens. If just 10% of those are registered to vote, and then just 10% of those vote. We'll have about 2 million illegal votes in America. How do you go back and fix that? You say, well, you can file suit, take it to court. No, you can't. Because the court's position in 2020, when there was about 67 suits challenging and questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 election, which was fraudulently stolen, the court said that you do not have standing because you've not shown evidence that you've been harmed by the vote. Ladies and gentlemen, yet you had the socialist Marxist media chiding those that are saying that the vote was stolen, chiding those that will say that we need to file suit. In fact, some of the socialist Marxist media said over and over and over, their repeated mantra was that the courts have already rejected any claims. No, they did not. They just simply rejected the cases based on saying the individuals had no standing, therefore would not allow it to even get to a hearing inside the courtroom. So picture that across America as to where we're headed into this election. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize our constitutional liberty to vote, and using that constitutional liberty that we have. Listen, Vladimir Putin's been reelected by landslide for what, 12 different terms, I think is the number. And yet we realize it's a fixed election. We have places around the world, ladies and gentlemen, that are dictatorships, phony nations that will put out election results and claim that the dictator-in-chief won the election by a landslide. And you wonder why we have questions about the American election system simply because we've had people like Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, Barack Obama, and others, ladies and gentlemen, that have purposely inserted into the election process the things that cause us to question the legitimacy of an election. Today, the socialist Marxist media would have us to believe. Let me just go down a list of things that the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Party on the left would have us to believe. We're told today, ladies and gentlemen, that the economy is great. Biden had to inherit a horrible economy that was left by Trump. That's a lie. Have you heard that on television? Have you heard the socialist Marxist media mimicking those statements? The statement, let me go back again and tell you. We're being told today that we're living in the greatest economy, and that Biden is the cause of the great economy, and that Biden inherited a poor economy from Donald J. Trump. That's a lie. We're told today that for the past 3.5 years, the border has been secure. Biden has said the border is secure. No problem at the border. Don't believe your lying eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. Under the Biden administration, we've had some 12 to 15 million. They don't know the exact number. But we're told somewhere between 12 and 15 million illegal invaders have come into America under the Biden administration, which is now approaching 4 years. It's already over 3.5 years. And ladies and gentlemen, we're told that the border is okay. The border is secure. The head of the Department of Homeland Security is the liar in chief, simply continue to perpetuate the lie that it's secure. And now Biden has, by executive order, said that he's closing the border, and yet we have more people coming in daily than we had 30 days ago. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Biden claimed for 3 years that he didn't have the power, the authority, to have an executive order to shut down the border. Well, President Donald J. Trump did. President Trump had brought the border crossings by the illegal invaders to a trickle, and yet for the past 3.5 years we've had major, major invaders. But the point that I want to make, if we have approximately 19 million, and the statisticians that's reviewed these numbers say that approximately 10% of those are registered to vote, if only 10% of that 10% really vote, ladies and gentlemen, that could throw the election. So what I'm trying to get us to understand today is our vote will determine, your vote, my vote, will determine the destiny of America. It will determine the death or survival of America. It will determine whether or not we have a constitutional republic or a dictatorship. Our vote this November will determine whether we have a Bill of Rights or not. The vote in November will determine whether or not we have freedom of religion and freedom of speech or not. So how are you going to vote? what party you think is best representing a constitutional republic. Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you think it's necessary to vote? Did you vote last time in the national election? Did you vote in 2022? Did you vote in 2020? If not, why not? If you didn't and you plan to, why? What makes the difference? I'd love to hear from you today. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, even now, the director of the FBI, listen, Christopher Wray, that's a liar, a pathological liar. Christopher Wray is saying that we're going to have an attack on America similar to 9/11. Now, I believe he's telling the truth. How does he know that? Because he and Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Homeland Security, and the DOJ, and all of those that are enforcing the socialist Marxist agenda on America, they know what the truth is in relationship to the invaders and what it's doing to America. They realize that we've had hundreds of thousands of those that have come in that are here to harm us, destroy America, and to destroy the constitutional republic that we've enjoyed for all of these years. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I shudder to think where we're going if we are silent and no longer stand for truth and refuse to take a stand and vote. I know there are those that say my vote doesn't count. It's going to go the direction it's going in regardless of what I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I have voted in every election, local, state, and national, since I registered to vote less than 100 years ago. I've not missed an election. Now, I'm not saying that to in any way embarrass you, but I'm saying that I take my citizenship in heaven and my responsibility as a citizen in this world very seriously. I take it seriously. I believe that we need to be salt and light. Salt is worthless if it stays in the shaker. Light is futile if it stays in a closet. We need to get out of the shaker and get out of the closet and be the preservative and the light that's necessary to illumine society. I believe it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Christians to recognize that it is not, hear me, it is not unbiblical to talk about civil government. It's now called political issues. God created the home. God created government. God created the church in that order. And anything we talk about from the pulpit, from the Sunday school classroom, or in public, or in private, if we talk about that which is taking place in the world today, governmentally speaking, if we talk about that which is taking place theologically, doctrinally, biblically, we're talking about issues that's God's Word, God's Word's issues. They're biblical issues. I don't know about you, but I'm weary with, let me just be plain, I'm sick and tired of the mealy-mouthed, spineless preachers. So, well, you know, the 501c3 won't let me talk about political issues. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a crock. That is a way to try to avoid the truth. What that preacher, I don't care whether it's your pastor or not, that pastor, that preacher, is simply saying, I'm more concerned about numbers, nickels, and noses than I am concerned about the truth of the Word of God and the protection of the flock that I have charge over, according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, our responsibility as pastors, as leaders, to take a stand for truth. And part of that stand for truth is standing up for what is taking place in the world and calling it sin, and saying that we ought to have leaders that will stand for truth and for morals and ethics and values. And Joe Biden simply is not that person, as we'll talk about in a minute. But ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist Biden administration would have you to believe that that we have a roaring economy, that we have a low unemployment, we have low inflation. In fact, I listened to the liar-in-chief the other day mumbling that we have low inflation. It's lower than it was under the Trump administration. We have employment that is unemployment that's lower than it was under the Trump administration. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a period of time, a brief blip on the radar, that statement would have been correct. And that's when we had the national lockdown that people could not work. That's when we had the national forced mandate to wear a mask. That's when we had the forced mandate that we could not go out into the streets and highways and byways locked in. As a result of that, the unemployment skyrocketed. the inflation started going up, and the number of people that were unemployed simply was high, and the economy was dead because of that. And Joe Biden enforced that and carried that out for the majority and most of his administration thus far. But ladies and gentlemen, we're told today by the Biden administration that we have a roaring economy, that we have a low inflation. In fact, they claim that the inflation rate is down to like 3.2%. Ladies and gentlemen, the true coverage, the true numbers, based on statisticians that have and economists that have studied that, and I'm looking at the numbers, says between 19 and 22% inflation, between 19 and 22%. And if you've been to the grocery store lately to buy groceries, you understand that. But if you're like some of the politicians in the Beltway in Washington, they do not go out and buy their own groceries. They have no idea what the scenario is really like for working people out in society today. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the high inflation and due to the high interest rates today, most Americans cannot afford to buy a home. In fact, listening to some on television news this morning where they said that real estate brokers and real estate companies are closing, going out of business, ceasing to operate in the professional realm of real estate sales because of the almost impossibility of getting loans from people that want to buy a home or wanting to upgrade or downgrade in a home. Cannot get the finances to do so. That's the kind of economy we're in. It's a lockdown economy with sky-high interest rates. Ladies and gentlemen, under the Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democratic administration, America's morals and ethics and values have plummeted to the lowest in U.S. history. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, voters who support faith, family, and freedom are implored to run, walk, or crawl to the polls. Christians across America and anyone who endorses faith, freedom, and family have been given their marching orders for November presidential election. The left is not only waging legal warfare against Donald Trump, they're attempting to prevent half the country from having the say-so in governance of our nation, and they have weaponized the legal system to ensure their success at any cost. They're already using our legal system to go after pro-life activists, those that are Christians who defend religious liberties. The deep state is spying on conservative parents and churches, treating them like enemies of the state. They have even gone so far as to compare caring parents to terrorists. The article continues with this wrap-up. The left has repeatedly contended that conservatives are the threat to our democracy, yet they are the very ones who are aggressively attacking our constitutional republic and blatant disregard for our fundamental rights. We cannot remain silent anymore against this explicit tyranny that's destroying our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it better myself. But all that we hear out of the Oval Office with the mumbling, stumbling senior abuse going on with Joe Biden is that we have a roaring economy. Bidenomics has done the job. We have a strong military. We have a good southern border, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, all of which are absolute lies. We've been lied to by this administration, by the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. Today, under the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, we have no privacy. You realize that everything that you say on a cell telephone or a landline, do you realize that all that's said in the way of text messages, email messages, or any transfer of documents, information on the internet, all of that is collected and algorithms will pinpoint where it's come from and who's saying it and what's being done? Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as privacy today. Our Fourth Amendment has been absolutely eviscerated. We are being censored today on every hand. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, the FBI now confirms it's starting its election year censorship campaign again. Now, I could go into great detail, and I'll hold that over until after the top of the hour news. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position that we need to understand today that our vote will determine the destiny of America. Our vote will determine the destiny of our state. Our vote will determine the destiny of our cities. We need to recognize the all responsibility that we have, the awesome responsibility to go out and vote. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to have the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll come back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St.